region, but it speaks to what people in the community need to do, to come together, to put a fine point on the crisis, and to call out the fact that we need more services for mental health. This is an important first step, what he's doing, but as he just mentioned, we need more help from the federal level. So I definitely want to thank Katrina and Kim for being here. And I also want to thank my colleague, Senator Stabenow, for being here, because she is the true champion of community-based healthcare clinics. And I'll let her speak in a minute. But I just want to point out that she is also here to listen to farm economy issues, as she is busy in the next month writing a farm bill, which is a great part of our state's economy too. So we're glad she's visiting both Western and Eastern Washington on this trip. But today, we're here to address a very vital issue for all Washingtonians, and that is we need more access to mental health care. We have made some progress, as I mentioned, but we need to do more to build more capacity around our state in mental health so more patients can get access to care. According to the Department of Human and Health Services, Washington needs an additional 154 psychiatrist providers to meet the needs of our state's mental health. We only have one mental health provider for every 360 people in our state. We have less than 25 psychiatric beds per 100,000 residents. Just to give you an idea, the national average is 39. So we're at 25, the national average is 39. It's something that we need to fix. The problem was made worse recently by the closure of the 137-bed Cascade Behavioral Health Hospital in Tukwila. And here in Seattle, people are struggling with mental health conditions, as we heard from one of the people speaking to us before, finding a provider, then providing access to care, then having the continuity to that care. So the problem is made worse in our rural communities. Almost half of our counties do not even have one psychologist or psychiatrist in their community. That is why we needed to find innovative solutions to this complex problem. And I'm excited, as I said, to be joined by the national champion on this issue of expanding behavioral health capacity, Senator Debbie Stabenow of Michigan. Senator Stabenow has led the charge, and I've worked with her over the past, I hate to say it, Debbie, it's almost a decade, but this is how long we've been working on this, to establish certified community health behavioral clinics. Senator Stabenow, as I mentioned, has been the national leader on this, in creating capacity at the local level. I love the way you said it. It's just about adding scale. This concept is we have some facilities, but they are gatekept by the number of providers they have and the number of services. By us at the federal level layering on additional resources, they can expand capacity and see more people. So that is why we're here today, to talk about why we need that capacity. Nationwide, these community behavioral health clinics have served over 2.1 million people. And among those patients, studies have showed these results: a 74% reduction in hospitalization, a 68% reduction in emergency room visits, and a 33% decrease in homelessness. So we know that community behavioral health clinics worked. We just need to add more capacity. Starting in 2014, when Senator Stabenow originally authored this legislation, we were able to put in about $1.1 billion, and some people got grants to that access to that program, and they put into implementation the works of this. Senator Stabenow just recently also worked, and I worked along with her, to get an additional $8.6 billion added to this program. And that's really why we're here today, because we are saying that we want clinics and individual providers across the state of Washington to apply for these grants to help build capacity in our state. Washington has received 17 of these certified community behavioral health clinic grants and funding, from Spokane to Bellingham to Vancouver, but they can't do this on their own. We're here this morning to encourage this clinic, which really doesn't need any encouragement, the Carmel, they want to apply. But we're here to say that there is more than $8 billion on the table nationwide, and please, let's apply for this. We also need to have our state apply for a state grant application. This would give our state the flexibility to certify these clinics faster and get more capacity built in a shorter period of time. Winning these grants would allow the state to provide more integrated care through the state's healthcare delivery system, and it would get care to more places in our state that are needed most. So I believe Washingtonians deserve and should get easy access to mental health care. So I look forward to continuing, as was this model called, this very innovative approach to adding capacity at the local level. I'm now honored to pass the microphone to my dear friend and colleague, Senator St-